the same. I'll say yes to your will, and I'll say yes to your way.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
as a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Praise the Lord and welcome, family, to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall. Amen. So here we are starting another broadcast. Thursdays just roll around so quickly. Amen. Even with staying at home, being busy and not being busy, I can see that the time still moves just as quickly. At least for me, in my experiences, it's moving quickly. Okay? Even when I am not reporting for work every day as I used to. But I find it very interesting. But what I'm also learning is to stay in the now and not be so concerned about time and counting the hours and counting the days and counting the years, but just being present in the moment with the Lord, knowing that I'm all right, knowing that He's with me. Amen. Okay. Before I go into a teaching, let me just set up today's broadcast. It is a replay from the series Until We Hate the Flesh, and the subtitle is Known by Our Love. So listen, be blessed by it, Amen. And I'll talk to you at on the other end of the broadcast. God bless. Father, we praise you and we glorify your name. We honor you. We magnify your name in the earth. We come into your presence with thanksgiving, blessing your holy name. We thank you that we can come boldly and confidently into your presence because of the work of the finished cross, that your Son that you so graciously gave to us as the sacrificial lamb without spot or blemish, that he took the sins of the world, hallelujah, so that we would be restored unto you. So the debt has been overpaid. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for an opportunity to hear the word of God through this broadcast. Holy Spirit, come in and anoint. Touch my mind, touch my lips, that I may speak the words of God that have been purposed in this particular hour. I thank you, for I know that your word goes forth and it accomplishes that for which it has been sent. I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against this broadcast shall prosper. And we give thanks, and it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. So last week I started a new teaching entitled Until We Hate the Flesh. And this is, it's a very strong title. And I was almost tempted into changing it so that it would appeal to the listener, you know, that it would have a more positive ring to it, even though this actually, Until We Hate the Flesh, is really a very positive statement, because what we are saying is that we are rejecting anything that is coming against our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and coming against us. We reject anything that the enemy can use to continue to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. Amen. So the title this week, slightly different. I added a little piece to it. I felt led to focus on the church. I believe that in this time where so much darkness is erupting in this world, that we are the answer. The church is the answer, for we are the light of the world. We know that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, because that is the word, the prophetic word that was spoken by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, the title today is Until We Hate the Flesh, Being Known by Our Love. Amen. Being known by our love. Last week we talked about what is the flesh, because I want to make sure that people realize that I'm not talking about your physical body, but I'm talking about a nature, a way of thinking and acting. The scripture tells us that no good thing dwells in the flesh. And this word flesh, the Greek word is sarx, S-A-R-X, and it refers to the nature of man apart from God, not subject to his divine influence, the unregenerate man, the carnal man. And that word carnal, meaning worldly, marked by sexuality, marked by the temporal. It's a way of seeing things from a lower vantage point. It's earthbound and it's materialistic. In today's church, in the midst of the church, there is a tool of deception that the enemy is using. Because that's what he does, is deceive. He has no power over us, so he has to deceive us. Just as he did in the garden. He had no power or authority over Adam and Eve in the garden. So he had to deceive them into embracing his way of thinking. And when that occurred, that is when this flesh, this carnal nature appeared. So I'm not going to go back through that. I talked about its origin and we read out of Genesis, out of the scriptures. But just go back to last week's message. It's a podcast. So you can either go to our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio, or download the app, which is really easy because you can access almost 800 different podcasts over the past 3 years that we've been in existence. And there are some really good podcasts out there. That we've had some really wonderful guest speakers. We've had prophets and pastors and preachers and teachers, businessmen, believers who are in the arts and the various different forms of the arts. Amen. Those who are on the mission field. Glory to God. But anyway, let's keep moving forward. So go out to Apple Store, go to the Google Play Store and download the When Christians Speak app. Amen. So I want to focus on what is going on in the church and this deception, which is a tool of the enemy that is being used in today's church. You know, the church is an expression of the manifold wisdom of God in the earth. So there is a great purpose for who we are as God's church, as heirs, joint heirs with Christ Jesus, as ambassadors in the earth, as kings and priests, as a royal nation. We have this ministry of reconciliation that we have been given. And it's a powerful thing because it breaks the power over of the enemy over those who do not realize that Christ died for them, that they've been forgiven. And that there is this dynamic resurrecting power that resurrects them into this new creation. They were once dead, and now they've been made alive to the Spirit. Hallelujah. And restored into right position with God. Amen. So we've got this powerful ministry in our lives, and God is releasing a word right now in the earth to remove the blinders off of the people of God. And I am specifically talking about the church in America. Amen. Well, let me start off with the scripture that actually prompted this message. And it comes out of Romans 8. And I am just going to read verse 8. So if you will open up your Bible apps or open up your Bible and read with me. Verse 6 says, "For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace." Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And the scripture that I am adding, which is the second part of this title, being known by our love, that is inspired out of John 13. So turn to John 13, and this is Jesus speaking, and he says, and this is just before the crucifixion, he's having Passover with his disciples, and he's washed his feet. He's demonstrating how we should serve one another. He's demonstrating it through himself. He is lowering himself into that place of servanthood where he is washing his disciples' feet. Amen. Okay, let's go to John 13, and I'm going to start in verse 34. It says, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another." And verse 35 says, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." The world will know that we are disciples of Christ by our demonstration of love for one another. And the thing that hinders a pure expression of love is the flesh, that nature that wars against the Spirit of God, and it wars against our spirit. Amen. Amen. Last week, I think I sort of brought it up about, it says that Satan will even disguise himself as an angel of light. And I mentioned that the enemy doesn't have any power and authority. He's a defeated foe. So that has been taken from him. That authority that he had, that dominion in the earth that he had, has been removed from him. We have been restored back into that right position. We don't experience that dominion, being in that right position, until we receive the forgiveness that has been paid for. And when we confess Jesus Christ as the Son of God and as our Lord and Savior, and receiving him into our hearts, and we are born again, hallelujah. And that which was dead is made alive. Hallelujah. His spirit comes and lives and dwells on the inside of us. And we are one with him, never to be separated. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, I am going to read. Okay, one moment here. Second Corinthians 11:14. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Okay, I thought I had this scripture already pulled up, but clearly I do not. So I am going to pull it up on my tablet. But this scripture is referencing how Satan or his ministers will, that's right, Satan has ministers too. They disguise them. They're just not ministers of the gospel. Amen. And they come in the midst of us, disguising themselves as angels of light. And okay, let me see. I'm going to start in verse 13. Or maybe I'll start in, "For such men," this is verse 13, 2 Corinthians 11. So I'm starting in the verse before, verse 14. It says, "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, fashioning themselves into apostles of Christ." Let me read that again. "For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, fashioning themselves into apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for even Satan fashioneth himself into an angel of light." It is no, I'm going to read verse 15. "It is no great thing thereof if his ministers also fashion themselves as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Amen. And glory to God for the reading of his word. The Holy Spirit ministered to me because, as I was saying before, the only thing that the enemy can use against us and against others is the flesh. So when we are operating in the flesh, which is the nature of the enemy, amen, it's carnal. It's carnal and it's thinking. Then he embodies that thinking. And what happens in the church is, and it's a very subtle thing, and we don't always recognize it. I just know in my life how it showed up. And I believe that the mindset of obeying the law, the mindset of performance, a performance type Christianity, is what gives life to the church. If I do this, then I will get this. If I obey God, then I will be blessed. And there is always a blessing in obeying God. But God has already blessed us with every spiritual blessings as children of God. And when we obey God, there is a fruitfulness that is in our lives, because we're yielding ourselves to the power of God. We're yielding ourselves to the love of God. We obey because he loves us, and because he loves us, we love him. And we obey out of love. Not out of command, but out of love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, what is happening and what has been happening in the church is that the flesh has been allowed to move about through the earth. I mean, through the earth. Well, yes, through the earth. But in the church. I'm specifically talking about the church. We see an environment where, especially an environment of performance, an environment where you're under the law, an environment where it is about your works, what you do, that determines your righteousness, not understanding that that is self-righteousness, because true righteousness that comes from God is a gift, and it came through his Son, Christ Jesus. And so in an environment where we are performing to be blessed by God, we also end up seeking status through the works that we do. We want to be recognized for the work that we do in the church. It appeals to our pride. And in an environment where you are being awarded and given positions and titles for your labor also implies that it is because of what you do. And so you begin to take credit for that. Also, we have an environment where there is entertainment, where people are being entertained in the church, and they're not really there worshiping in spirit and in truth. Because the flesh likes to be entertained. And just because you're clapping your hands and you're dancing and you're singing, it does not mean that it is coming out of your spirit. Also, we have other symptoms of the flesh, the backbiting, the jealousy, the envy. Let me read Galatians 5, 19 through 21. And I'm trying to get through this part of speaking on the flesh because I want to encourage you in who you are. In who you are. Praise God. So what did I say? We're going to Galatians 5. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to start in verse 19. And this particular scripture is describing the symptoms of the flesh, the characteristics of the flesh, the expressions of the flesh. Now, the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are. So when these show up, there's no doubt about it that it is of the flesh. And as I said once before, when we give in to the deeds of the flesh, it gives the enemy the right to come in and embody that very thing, to give power to it. This is also referring to a person who practices. This is their consistent way of being. And it shows up as immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. And what is the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. There's no way that you're going to be moving in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost if you're practicing any of these things. Amen. Based on the Word of God, we can discern when the flesh is in activity. When I say, until we hate the flesh, This hate I'm talking about is a complete rejection of the flesh. It's embracing the truth. The scripture tells us that in the flesh dwells no good thing. Embrace that truth. Take that truth in and say yes and amen. Make no excuses for your flesh. Don't try and dress it up. It is the truth that makes us free. And we have to wholeheartedly embrace and accept that in the flesh dwelleth no good thing. And so when you see these things cropping up in your life, recognize them as being the works of the flesh. If you're jealous, if you're envying, if you're being divisive, outbursts of anger, recognize that that is the flesh. Now, for those who practice this as a way of life, there's no way that they can inherit the kingdom of God. But for those of us who are seeking to follow God, who love God, hallelujah, hallelujah, And the desire of our heart is to be free from that old nature. Praise God. For you, your safeguard is that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. The Spirit of Christ dwells in you. We talked about this being a process, this process being transformed from glory to glory. As a result of it being a process, you are going to sin. You are. You're going to be tempted. You may be successful. There are times when you're successful in overcoming the temptation, and then there are times when you don't make it. You don't overcome it. But there's no condemnation to you. And that is put into place because of the work of the cross. Because the penalty, the payment, the judgment has been met by your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for you to dwell in that place, a place of shame and regret, to stay in that place is diminishing the grace of God in your life, which empowers you to overcome. So when your flesh shows up, recognize it and repent, which just means to change your mind. Recognize it as being the flesh. Speak the word of God, that you are more than a conqueror, that you are a new creation, and move forward. Do not identify with the flesh. You are a new creation. Praise God. Amen and amen. Let me see if I can get back here to these notes. Praise God. Praise God. So we want to have a complete rejection of the flesh, because if you allow the flesh to rule in any area of your life, it gains power, and then it begins to show up in areas where you really want to be spiritual, like in times of trials and tribulations and temptations, and you know, such as when you lose a loved one, and when you're going through a sickness, or when your finances are failing you, or you're unemployed, or you're going through temptations or persecutions. That is when you want your spirit, glory to God, dominating. Which is why you have to subdue the flesh. We talked about last week about buffeting the flesh. That root word meant to even hit it repeatedly, almost like a violent attack against it. Jesus says, this is who you are. Now, I'm not speaking to people who aren't saved. I'm speaking to people who have confessed with their mouth and they believe in their heart who Jesus Christ is. They believe it. This is the core of what they believe, that he is the Son of God, that he was that perfect lamb that took away the sins of the world. that they are now a new creation and that the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of them. Not only lives, he has sealed them. You are the light of the world. The flesh will try and convince you that you are something else. The enemy will try and convince you that you are something else. But you are the light of the world. A lot of time has been spent on teaching on the old man, that which is dead, and not enough teaching on the new creation, who you are, speaking light into your life. Because this is a faith walk, by faith through grace, by grace through faith. Hallelujah. By grace through faith, you have been saved because you believed. And that is how you will continue on this journey, is by faith. Because that will drive the things that you speak. It will drive how you see things. It will drive how you make decisions in this life. It will drive how you interact with others. Amen. Let's go to John 17, and I am going to read in verse 14. This is Jesus speaking. He's speaking to his heavenly Father. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. This is the word that has been spoken over your life by our Lord and Savior before our Heavenly Father. He has said that he has given us his word, that the world will hate them because we're not of the world, just as he is not of the world, and the world hated him. And he says to the Father, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. The Father will keep us from the evil one, our protector, our daddy, our Abba Father. Then he speaks another word over us in verse 16. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. So we are like him. We are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. As he is, so are we in this world. We are seated in him in heavenly places. Or as the scripture says, it says we're seated with him. But where he is, that's where we are. Then he goes on to say, sanctify them. Set them apart in the truth. Your word is truth. So when he says no good thing dwells in the flesh, know that. Know that. Know that. Know that in that carnal thinking, in that materialistic thinking, no good thing dwells in that. Which is why you can't judge where someone is just because they are prosperous in the material realm. That is not an indication of where they are in their personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You can have all these things and yet be far from God. And then he goes on in verse 18. He says, as you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself that they also may be sanctified in truth. Jesus is saying he consecrates himself. That we may be sanctified in truth. Not the other way around, that we consecrate ourselves. He has set himself apart to do this work of redemption so that you and I would be sanctified in truth. God's word, every word that he speaks is truth. Galatians 5:24 says, now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh. Embrace that truth. embrace the truth that when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we came into agreement that our flesh has been crucified. Hallelujah. 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 We all have to deal with the flesh. No one is exempt from having to deal with the flesh. But the Word of God tells us, hallelujah, how to overcome, how to buffet the flesh, how to walk by the Spirit. It says, if you walk by the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So the whole purpose of this message is to drive that carnal nature, that fleshly nature out of the church. Because it's almost like hiding our light underneath the table. And the world is not able to see it. Our light will be shining so brightly because we are known by our love for one another. God is love. God has given us a spirit of love. The Holy Spirit that is in us is a spirit of love. Hallelujah. 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 In embracing this truth that no good thing dwells in our flesh, come to a place of surrender. That's all it requires. Don't spend any time trying to discipline the flesh. It has to be bought in submission by the power of the Word of God. By the power of His presence in your life will bring that flesh into submission. All you need to do is surrender. Know that you need God for everything, everything, that in and of ourselves we can do nothing, that we require His presence in our lives for everything. Everything. We live, move, and have our being in Him. And when we come to that place of surrendering and not looking to ourselves for anything, but looking to the author and the finisher of our faith, it begins to move us into a place where we are moving in love. We are much more compassionate. We're merciful. We're patient. When we see others who may be operating in their flesh, understanding that it is only by the power of God that it can be brought into submission. We are ministers of reconciliation. We reconcile people to God, not drive them away from God. We reconcile them to God because that is the only salvation is and continuously coming unto Jesus, all those who labor and are heavy laden. The flesh makes you heavy laden and burdened down. The Spirit, the yoke is easy. The burden is light. Let's look at this word, surrender. It means to agree to stop fighting, hiding, resisting. Because you know that you will not win or succeed. We cannot win or succeed without the Spirit of God in our lives. So we agree to stop fighting it, hiding from it, and resisting it. We embrace it and allow it to do all that He wants to do in our lives. We allow the trials and tribulations to take us deeper into the presence of God. Surrender also means to give control to someone else. To allow something, such as a habit or a desire, to influence or control you. Your habit, your desire to be in constant fellowship with God. to know that He will never leave you, He will never forsake you, that He is always present, that there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. As a verb, it means to yield to the power, the control, or possession of another upon compulsion or demand. Give way to it. Yield to the power of God. Submit to the hand of God. It means to give up completely and agree. Give up completely. Just give up and agree. Agree with God. Agree with His word, because He and His word are one. Moving to this place of loving one another as Christ has loved us, it's going to require us to regard no man after the flesh. Regard no man after the flesh. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5, and I'm going to start in verse 16. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard Him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. That is what you have to see when looking at a brother or sister in Christ. You have to see them as this new creation. You will no longer judge them by the flesh. What this will do for you will make you more compassionate, more merciful. It says it is the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. So as you express this goodness to someone who is struggling with their flesh, as you express the goodness, the love of God toward them, you are blessing them and becoming a part of their overcoming. There is nothing like the love of God. When the love of God is expressed in the life of a believer, nothing remains the same. It cannot. Love overcomes. It never fails. The scriptures didn't say it sometimes work. It says love never fails. It never fails. It never fails. And we will have struggle when we regard someone else's flesh, because it's our flesh that's regarding their flesh. Because our spirit man doesn't deal with that. Our spirit man is spirit to spirit. So if you're offended and you're angered by someone, that's your flesh responding. But recognize that. Don't move on it. Even if you feel that, don't move on it. Acknowledge that it's your flesh and surrender that unto God. Because it is the power of God that breaks the yokes, that breaks the bondage. So when you surrender it to Him and He releases His truth into your life, you are made free. Free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go on. It says the old man has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to Himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world. To Himself. Okay? In Christ, God was reconciling the world to Himself. So if you want to know where He was, when Jesus was on the cross, it says, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself. Let's go on further. Not counting their trespasses against them. And entrusting us the message. Entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. In trusting, he believes in us. So he has entrusted us with the ministry of reconciliation. What a powerful, powerful thing that the Father would do. Entrust us. Who are enemies of the cross. Entrust us with the ministry of reconciliation. We are righteous not because of anything that we have done, but because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't allow your flesh to get you into this performance, performing your Christian walk. Looking to be recognized, looking to be awarded or given some position because of what you do. Don't let your flesh trick you into that. It is at enmity with God. It is at enmity with God. The flesh seeks to control others. And to put them under tradition, man's traditions. Jesus, 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 Jesus. So we walk by the Spirit. Romans 8, I'm going to start up here in 5. It says, for those who are according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. This word according to the flesh, the word according, it means I give consent. I'm in agreement. I am consistent and in harmony with the flesh. But to those who are according to the Spirit, who give consent to the Spirit, who are in agreement with the Spirit, consistent and in harmony with the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. They mind the things of the Spirit. For the mindset, that key word is set, okay? For the mindset on the flesh is death. But the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God. For it does not subject itself to the law of God. For it is not even able to do so. It's not even able. The flesh is not even able to subject itself to the law of God. Even in its masquerading as an angel of light, doing all these good works and stuff, it still is not submitting to the law of God because it is not being motivated by the love of God. It's a selfish work because it revolves around the person. So don't think that doing good deeds is the answer. It is not the answer. It is a mind in submission to the power of God. A mind in submission to the Word of God. A mind in submission to the love of God. A mind in submission to truth. And the truth is, no good thing dwells in the flesh. This is the truth that will make you free. You may have been concerned about your prayer life, reading the Word, and concerned about your attitudes and your emotions and those kinds of things. It begins with accepting that no good thing dwells in your flesh. You cannot make your flesh want to read the Word of God. So you've got to embrace this truth that you are a new creation. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That it is not of your own doing. Whether you read the Bible today or pray today, you are still the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, because it is a gift from God. It is the work of God in your life. Not your work, but the work of God in your life. And as you embrace that truth, it sets you free from this demand, from this performance. And you find yourself delighting in praying, delighting in hearing the Word of God, delighting in worshiping God, delighting in talking to Him, and feeling and knowing that He's present. A delight. It becomes a delight, not a demand, a delight. But you have to embrace the truth that no good thing dwells in your flesh. Confess who you are. You are born of the Spirit. You are born of the Spirit, not of the flesh. That was the first birth. But the old man is dead. All you're left with is his way of thinking. But that is overcome by the renewing of the mind, by the Word of God. And it begins with confessing the truth of who you are and resting in that, that you don't have to perform to receive the inheritance. Otherwise, it would not be an inheritance. Everything that Christ has, you have, because you are joint heirs with Him. He has made you to be a joint heir with Him. He took your sins and gave you His righteousness. It's not a fair exchange. It's a blessed exchange. We are blessed. We are blessed, and we are highly favored by our Father. Blessed and highly favored by our Father. And He has called us into this ministry with Him, the ministry of reconciliation, reconciling those who don't know Him to Him, showing them the love of God, showing them the forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, I praise You and I thank You for this word. I thank You, Lord God, that even as I speak now, that things are being broken off of the body of Christ, that this flesh is being driven out from amongst us, that this truth that is being revealed, that no good thing dwells in it, hallelujah, is what will make us free, that we no longer look to ourselves for anything, but we keep our eyes focusing on You, recognizing that everything that we have need of comes from You. You are life and breath to us. We are the branch, Lord Jesus, and You are the vine, and we abide. We don't struggle. We abide. We stay connected with You. no matter what lie comes that says that, oh no, you just did this. There's no way that you're connected to Jesus. Disregard it. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Abide in him. And he will supply you with all that you need to produce fruit and produce abundant fruit in your life. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you that your word has gone forth, that it has accomplished the very purpose for which it has been sent. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. I want to thank you for joining me today on the broadcast. And I know without a doubt that you've heard something that has touched and changed your life. Because this is a word from God. He loves you. He loves you. He has done the work that is required. Now he's asking you to step into his rest. Praise God. You were just listening to a podcast from 2016, Until We Hate the Flesh, teaching series, and that particular podcast was subtitled Known by Our Love for One Another. And I'm grateful to God for just continuing to reveal himself to us, and that we begin to grow in our knowledge of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. Because as we grow in that knowledge, as we embrace the truth of who he is and all that he has done for us, we begin to find out who we truly are and how we are truly meant to live as someone who was created in the image of God. Amen. Well, one thing I want to say before I close is I was thinking about the scripture where it says, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself. So when Jesus was on the cross, the Father was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And then he turns and gives us, the ones who have been reconciled, he gives us the ministry of reconciliation. And I thought about what that really means. Because now he's done his part. He has reconciled the world to himself, and he did it through his Son. So this ministry of reconciliation is for us reconciling ourselves to one another, because as we express the love of God to one another, it becomes real to people that they are forgiven, that God has reconciled him to himself. We are the witnesses in the earth. We are the ambassadors in the earth, ambassadors of Christ. And what we have to give is the love of God, the same love wherewith we've been loved. Through the ministry of reconciliation, we are able to offer that love to the world. And that's how the world will know us, by our love for one another. That's how they'll know that we're from God. Amen. Praise God. So tomorrow night is Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray Rose, and that's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Praise God. So I hope you will be able to join him. Amen. God is good. And let's see, what Sunday is that? We're coming up on the fourth Sunday, and that is Marriage Takeover with Pastor and Reverend Thompson's. Amen. And that is on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So join them. Amen. You'll be blessed. God bless you. Thank you so much for staying with me during this hour. Glory to God. Love you. Till next week, God willing. Amen. God bless you.
When you wake me early in the morning, I'll say yes at the going down of the same. I'll say yes to your will, and I'll say yes to your way. I'll say yes, oh yes, 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 Lord.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.